Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello?
Hi, this is Dr. Sorensen. I was looking to speak with Kevin.
Oh, hey. Yep, this is him.
Hi, Kevin. How are you doing?
Hey. I'm good. A little anxious, but I'm here. Yeah.
I bet you are. Well, that's why I wanted to call you and personally tell you that your wife's breast augmentation surgery went off flawlessly.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Thank you. That's good to hear. Yeah.
No problem. She's kind of sore right now, and she'll have bandages on for a few days. But overall, her recovery should be just fine.
Thank goodness. That is a huge relief. Thank you.
No problem. Also, it's at this point in the conversation where I'm legally obligated to tell you that I'm not a real doctor.
Excuse me?
Yeah. I'm, quote, legally not supposed to do surgeries anymore because I've lost my board certification, but that's beside the point. The point is your wife's doing okay.
This is a joke, right?
No, it's not. I really don't want to get into the specifics, but the state has some incriminating video of me from a long time ago, about 3 months ago, actually. But things happen, and I will reapply.
3 months ago? What? No, what did you do? What? No, this, what?
Yeah, like I said, I don't want to get into the specifics, but if you think about it, your wife actually got a better deal because of it, because I now charge 30% less than I used to, since I'm not bound to all the rules and regulations of the state.
Yeah. No, I don't care about the money. I mean, you're not a licensed doctor. I mean, like,
No.
What if something happened?
I think you're confused. I used to be a licensed doctor, but currently I'm not, and that's why I'm obligated to tell you that.
You're obligated to tell me? Like, why didn't you tell me this before?
You know, it must have slipped my mind.
My wife and I are going to sue you, okay? We are absolutely going to sue you.
Well, you can do that if you want to, but I would say there is a long line, so it could be a while.
Not funny. Why are you laughing?
Well, if you knew the specifics, like I said, the situation would be kind of funny to you. But I've got about 40 lawsuits.
I can't believe you're openly saying this. You're going to jail.
Yes, that is correct. But not because of this conversation, a few other things, and I actually have to report next week. So I am going to jail, for sure.
Why are you so happy about going to jail?
Well, I'm not happy about it. I was just saying, you know, that I will be there, and...
You are a hack doctor.
Oh, a hack doctor, huh?
Are you deaf? Like, did I stutter?
Well, no, you didn't, but that comment wasn't very nice, and now I'm legally obligated to tell you that I've been imprisoned in 5 other states for anger issues. So with you yelling at me, I'm becoming angry.
Are you serious right now? Okay,
Yes, I am.
Easily out-anger you with the crap you're telling me.
You'd be surprised, sir. You'd be surprised how angry I can get. Luckily for me, I've done some work and I can identify those feelings of anger, and I'm becoming very angry with you.
Why are you laughing?
Well, the medication makes you feel all sorts of ways when you start to get triggered. So anyway, I'd like you to come down to my office right now so you and I can have a little bit of a conversation. What do you think about that?
You were on medication while you're doing the procedure? You're on medication.
I don't have a prescription for it, but yes, I was on something.
Are you insane?
Well, that's funny that you say that, because people have used that term when describing me. A few times. Well, most of the time, actually. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Put my wife on the phone right now.
Okay, well, I'd love to do that, but I can't because she's not here right now.
Where the hell is my wife?
Oh, I don't know. This is a prank phone call. So I have no idea.
Wait, what?
Yeah, this is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. Your wife, Taryn, set you up.
Oh, my God.
It's a joke.
Wait, she set me up?
Yeah, get this. She actually made up the whole story about getting a boob job just so I could do this prank phone call on you.
Wait a second, so she didn't even get a boob job?
No, everything's made up.
Oh my God, this is horrible. I really wanted my wife to have new boobs, and I wanted to see them.
I can understand that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.